This is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzord's Autonomous Zone, episode 41, for Friday, August 9th, 2013. Well, I guess I deserve the whole Chinese curse made you live in interesting times. Here I sat down and kept talking about I wanted to figure out things to be able to talk about in my podcast, and my pet dies. I have stuff to talk about. So, yes, if you follow me on Google Plus, you may have seen the post. I talked last night in the last episode about the fact that my pet was getting close to the end, and this morning she passed away. Not that that was completely unexpected. I mean, we actually had an appointment for tomorrow to take her into the vet and probably talk it over with the vet and probably have her euthanized. Like I kind of talked about last night, she wasn't suffering or anything yet, but her quality of life had started to. She was no longer just within the past couple of days. She'd gotten to the point where she was no longer completely ignoring any issues she had and just going on about her business. They were really starting to affect her quality of life. She wasn't in any pain. She wasn't suffering. She wasn't in distress, but it was time. And I had a long night last night after the podcast, actually. I was up every hour. I got very little, uninterrupted sleep checking on her. And everything seemed fine. She was either asleep or up and took a little food from me several times. And this morning was all right as well. And we kind of thought I was on my on the schedule that was planned for tomorrow. But about 11, when I went in to check on her, she was no longer in her little nest, and she was about halfway out to the door, and she was just laid out. Just not. I've seen rats in particular do this before. She was just laid out on the ground and tired. And so I opened up the cage and pulled her out and laid down on the bed and put her on my chest, and she crawled up kind of tucked herself in right near my collarbone, so she was right up next to my ear, and I could actually, it's a weird word to use, it's probably the most intimate experience with death that I've ever had, because she was basically breathing in my ear and laying up next to my skin and my collarbone, and I heard her. She wasn't in any distress, she was tired, and she was, got to the point where she had her last breaths and stuff, but she wasn't squeaking in pain. I've seen rats die in distress. I know what it looks like. But at that point, from the time I picked her up to the time she was gone, was too short for me to get her to the vet. So that wasn't an option. We laid down I heard her last breath in my ear, and it's interesting. Her body, right after there was a breath that I thought was the last breath, and there was another breath that I thought was the last breath, and then there was the last breath. And then her body vibrated, and people may be aware of this, but I mean, I've held dogs and cats before when they're euthanized, but her little body vibrated up against it, just went from nothing to this very distinct vibration that slowly kind of edged away, and then she was gone. So her mother, my wife, is actually in transit from North Carolina right now. I'm actually almost here. In just a little bit, we'll be taking her to the vet to get her cremated, and then we'll bring her back, and she'll go in an urn with her sister, and we'll keep them. That's where they'll be. So, I mean, they're gone, but I have no belief in any sort of afterlife or anything like that. But there are memories, and I have the cremated remains of my cat Thomas, and one of his favorite stuffed animals and a picture of him, and it's good for memories. So that's what we'll do. And I'm putting together a bunch of pictures that'll be probably posted to my blog of the two of them. I feel sad. I have more of Twizzler because in the past year I've taken a lot more pictures of, really, even in the past year I've ramped up compared to the year before. So and Tofu died just about a year ago. Pictures seem to ramp up every year. I do have pictures of Tofu, and I actually have some that I need to track down. I think I have a couple of videos that are on YouTube, actually, of them when they were very young, running around like absolute maniacs around my apartment, practically climbing straight up the walls. So I'm going to put all that together and put something together and post that on my blog. So, well, that's been my day today. Had a bit dying on arms, cried for a while, got lunch, had to go finish my day at work, had a run, and now I'll take her to the vet for cremation. So tomorrow's another day, and not that I won't be thinking about her, but we'll get back to the more probably nerdy sorts of pursuits tomorrow. I actually got a post from G Plus comment from Dave Slusher just now about episode, I think 39, the other previous car episode, which I agree, he mentioned that it was kind of rough, and I agree. He probably may not have read the notes on the blog. I was pretty disappointed with that thing, but hopefully he has. I didn't really monkey with my presets all that much. I think I did a little bit on the noise filter. And when I went in the second time, I worked on it again. I didn't seem to really get much difference. But hopefully Dave has, because I think he does a lot of his in the car. So maybe he's got some magic car presets that can help me out, which would definitely be cool. I'd love to have a separate car preset. So anyway, that's it for now. This is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. The website is kenzoid.com. My email address is kkennedy@kenzoid.com. This podcast is Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike version 3.0. And you can leave me comments on the blog. I've got a Google Plus and a Twitter account. Twitter is Kenzoid. Google Plus I'll put in the show notes. I'll put Twitter in there too. You can leave comments on the blog at kenzoid.com, or you can email me at kkennedy@kenzoid.com. So thanks very much, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.